Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
So that's for real? You've been to one of that guy's concerts, Travis Scott?
Yeah, I went to one in Philly. I guess that was 2019, I believe.
You could just say a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
This isn't like legal testimony. I'm just curious about what you were up to. That you were at one of those wild shows. So tell us what the vibe is like at the shows. Oh, he thinks answering the phone now suddenly is more important. He ignores the phone all day. Now I ask him a question. He suddenly just
I do not ignore the phone. That is a lie. But yes, I've been to one of these concerts, and they are crazy. Like, for example, when I saw Travis Scott in Philadelphia, getting into the building, like, kids were shoulder to shoulder and pushing like as hard as they could to get to the doors. There is a line of security guys pushing people back and only letting a certain amount of people in at a time. And then once you got in, you scan your ticket, and you know, it was civil for a little bit, but once the show gets started, people were literally running. Like if you had a lower bowl seat, but it's a general admission show, like the stage was in the front of the stadium and then the back and in the middle is all where the people stand, and I had general admission. Other people have the seats in the lower bowl. And once the show started, you know, music would start. Kids just running down these aisles, jumping into the general admission. Security, like, going crazy. The show ends. Everyone's running out to the concessions, like, pouring their own soda, like, stealing the fries. Security's, like, losing their minds, which...
Wow.
I've been to a lot of concerts.
Right. You'll have to tell us more about
We'll talk more later.
This is great. This does not sound like the Mark Christopher kind of music that we're going to...
I don't think Mark Christopher listens to Travis Scott. He probably knows him though. Mark Christopher knows
personally.
All.
You think?
Yeah. Not
Mark's
as well
in the
as
BTS Lawyers Traffic Center.
Not as well as yes, the Kardashians Mark. Know him, but I know him pretty well.
Yeah. Pretty well. Okay. Well.
See, we shouldn't doubt him. He knows all.
You guys are killing me.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
It's WTIC, Monday afternoon. We've got a lot to do today still. We've got the rants coming up during the 5 o'clock hour. And joining us right now, Bob Stefanowski, formerly a candidate for governor, and perhaps, again, we can only watch and wait and hope. Bob, welcome back.
Well, what a big day, Todd. I don't even know where to start today. You've got King Ned announcing that he's running for a second term. You've got a Sacred Heart University poll out that shows his approval rating is plummeting. He's basically got barely 50% of the people in Connecticut approve the job he's doing. And then you have I'll use the term blockbuster editorial in the Hartford Courant yesterday that proves Ned broke state ethics laws by giving a state contract to a company that his wife owns a big piece of. So it's not a great day for Ned today. I don't know where to start.
Well, I just, for him, it sounds like just a normal day.
But let me start with this contract, I mean, because I think that's the most egregious of them all. Ned's wife, Annie, owns a venture capital firm. And what a venture capital firm does is it basically invests in a bunch of different companies. It'll own a piece of a bunch of different companies. And when Governor Lamont came into office, he went to the ethics board, the Citizens Ethics Board, and asked for a ruling about under what circumstances the state of Connecticut could enter into a contract with his wife's venture capital firm. So think about that for a minute, Todd. The fact that he even asked this. Annie Lamont, the companies that her firm owns, they could do business with any other of the 49 states. They could do business with any company in the country. They could do business anywhere in the world. But for Governor Lamont, that's not good enough. He has to go to the Ethics Commission and ask them, geez, is there any circumstance where I, the CEO of the state of Connecticut, with a $22 billion budget, can hire a company that my wife owns? Why in the world? Because the Democrats will debate the facts here, but when you step back the premise, why in the world would the governor ever ask for the permission to use tax dollars, Connecticut tax dollars, to pay money to his wife's venture capital firm? You don't even have to go any further than that to know that this thing is disgusting.
No, I think when you frame it that way, it's kind of inexplicable. I mean, how much advantage does a guy born with incredible advantages and he's been blessed with them every second since then, why would he want to trade on the advantages he gets in his job that are supposed to accrue to the people of the state, not to him and his family?
I mean, how do you even go to bed at night knowing that, you know, that person who's working an 80-hour week or saving to put their kids through school, part of their tax dollars is being funneled into a company owned by your wife that you're then making a profit on and probably using that money to fund your reelection campaign for governor? I mean, the problem with where we get in Connecticut is sometimes you don't even step back and look at the premise of the question here. The premise is, why in the world, under any circumstances, would you allow the governor to use taxpayer money to funnel to his wife? And it gets worse after that, but I think you got to start with the premise of the question, which it's ridiculous that this was even allowed to be to happen in the first place.
No, it's an amazing thing right there, just at block one, but take us down the road a little further.
So then the next step is the ethics board come back and says, well, really, there's very little likelihood that will ever happen. And, you know, it'll probably never be a conflict. But if it is, and I'm kind of reading from the opinion here, if it were to happen, the only way we would let that happen, the only way we would let the state of Connecticut enter into a contract with the governor's wife would be if the governor, Mrs. Lamont, their immediate family, and any associated businesses, they're barred from entering to any state contract unless the contract has been awarded through an open and public process, including prior public offer and subsequent public disclosure. So essentially what that means is, we don't really want you doing business with your wife's firm, Governor Lamont, but if you do, you better be damn sure you disclose it, you have it made public that it's happening, you disclose all the terms and conditions, and you make sure that it passes the smell test of the voters in Connecticut so that we can see it before you award it and before you make money off of this contract. That's step two.
Okay. And how's he doing on step two?
So lo and behold, what happens is his wife just happens to own a firm called Semaphore. The venture capital company that she owns has an investment in Semaphore. And it just so happens that they do COVID testing. And it just so happens that Governor Lamont mandates COVID testing. And there are dozens of companies that do this COVID testing. And it just so happens that the state of Connecticut hires Semaphore, which is partially owned by Annie Lamont, for a big contract where they don't disclose the price, by the way, for a big contract to do the COVID testing along with three other firms for the entire state of Connecticut with no public disclosure whatsoever, Todd. None. Zero. Okay.
Well, wow, that's pretty amazing.
The premise of the question wrong. You've got him violating the state ethics law, and then when he's caught, Todd, when the papers pick this up, the Lamonts quickly say, well, whatever profit we made on that agreement, whatever profit we made off of the taxpayers of Connecticut, we guarantee you we'll give it to charity. That was over a year ago. Do you think anyone in the press or Governor Lamont or anyone else involved in this situation has asked for an accounting of how much profit the Lamonts made on the Semaphore contract, what charities they gave it to, and when they gave it? Nobody has asked any questions whatsoever. And frankly, I'm surprised they haven't put it online yet for some reason, but I'm surprised the Hartford Courant actually published this yesterday, because it is a very damning story about the governor and his wife that's been totally unexplained to date.
So, you know, you just reminded me, going back through the story here, of how at the beginning, when during the first year when Ned's administration was completely disorganized and didn't know what it was doing and didn't have a mission, and he was trying to pass tolls after having promised that he wouldn't pursue tolls. And Annie was sticking his wife, Mrs. Lamont, she was sticking her nose into the state's business, right? Or there was like a memo that made it into the paper or something, I forget. But it became public that she was organizing an attempt to get things back on track. And if you look at it through that context of her being the business person, her being the powerhouse in the family, and her being the one who understands business, that maybe he's just a front for her. And the whole purpose of him being governor is to be able to run these sorts of schemes that make her a lot of money on her, in her Wall Street firm.
Well, to me, it shows a couple of things. First of all, it shows at least very bad judgment. At most, it's criminal, and I really do think it is based upon the ethics ruling. But it also shows an incredible level of arrogance, Todd. You think about it. You're up in that governor's office. You got $1 million painting hanging behind you from your personal art collection. You're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Your grandfather founded J.P. Morgan, and it's not enough. You have to get involved in a state ethics ruling that allows the state of Connecticut to use taxpayer money to hire your wife's venture capital firm, a company they own, so you can get even more money. It's disgusting, Ted. It's absolutely disgusting that you would even think about doing this as the governor of Connecticut.
Yeah, it's really sad that the lust for power is so all-consuming that people forget about integrity and personal dignity and respect for taxpayers and their fellow citizens, and step into an office and don't behave with honor. I mean, what is going on?
Well, it's very similar to what you see in West Haven. You know, these public officials, they think the money is theirs. They don't realize that it's coming from us, and that when people pay a big property tax bill, it means they can't buy a new car or they can't go out to dinner. And then the money goes to these public officials, and they use it, I guess, allegedly today, is they use COVID relief money in West Haven to hire a marching band. I mean, how bad is it going to get in the state of Connecticut before the attorney general or somebody, I'm sorry to get agitated, Todd, but they're taking advantage of people. How long is it going to take for somebody to stand up and say, enough is enough, we're doing a forensic audit of every dollar that's spent in this state, and anybody who's even close to crossing the line is getting fired and going to jail? This place needs a root canal, Todd, because it is out of control. And you know the culture starts at the top. When you're sitting in West Haven and you see your boss's boss's boss, the governor of Connecticut, awarding a contract to your wife's venture capital firm, you think, what the hell? The boss is doing. Why don't I do it? Everybody does it in government. And that's the sad place that we've gotten to in Connecticut, as these officials are arrogant and they put themselves ahead of everybody else who's working hard to try to pay the bills.
See, I read this wrong. I was thinking that the marching band in West Haven, that was an improved use of the emergency COVID funds, considering what happened to them before.
I mean, I guess you have to laugh at it, Todd, but man, it is frustrating. You know, it is just frustrating to watch. It's frustrating to see them get away with it. The only reason this thing in West Haven got picked up is because the FBI is looking at it. You know, you think about it, the town of West Haven is under the Municipal Accountability Review Board, which means it's under special scrutiny. You're supposed to have checks and balances in government. That's one of the problems with Governor Lamont having a kingdom without a democracy, is there's no checks and balances. And when people know that you're not looking, they take advantage. So you see things like West Haven. And I guarantee you, Todd, that's not the only one in the state. Now, the question is, are we going to look or not? The Democrats won't want to look going into an election year because it doesn't look good for them.
Well, this comes back, I think we talked about it the other day, this comes back to systems, that if you want to have a, well, what a governor does and what a manager does, what a mayor should do, is make, particularly a mayor who's got an accounting background, that these things should be, the structures should be in place that these kinds of things can't happen. And if they were happening, they would, there would be alarms that would immediately go off. But if nobody cares, then why does anybody have to care? And they can get away with this kind of nonsense. So I think you're right that if the systems aren't in place to assure and protect that money is being well spent and that leaders are behaving with integrity across the board, then you have to assume they're not.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. In a good organization, you've got leaders with integrity, and you've got systems that would catch bad acts. Unfortunately, in the state of Connecticut, and there are some good leaders, you can't say everybody, particularly on the Republican side, but many of the leaders don't have integrity. Governor Lamont has called a state of emergency for close to 2 years now, which eliminates the checks and balances of government, so you don't have the systems to catch it, and this is what happens. And people are surprised, well, how did that mayor get away with it, or the person who works for the mayor? Well, this is exactly how it happens. A decline in the culture that's been driven in Connecticut by decades of Democratic rule taking advantage of people. And it really
sure, but if you go back then,
it really does.
If you go back to the earlier part of our conversation about what's motivating the governor to run the secret semaphore scam after the ethics opinion told him that this kind of behavior would have to be done with transparency and openness and making the people fully aware of what's going on. And now you'll have to look back at it where we've come in the conversation and say that maybe this is the intention of having the permanent emergency powers to make sure you can get away with whatever you feel like getting away with.
Well, when you look at the amount of money that flowed in here under the first COVID bill, which I think was $6 billion. Now we're going to get another few billion. And this is the reason we need to look at it now, because unfortunately this infrastructure bill passed, social infrastructure, whatever that means, and we're going to be getting another few billion. And if we don't fix the systems, the same thing is going to happen that happened with the first $6 billion we've got. So it's more important than ever that we have close scrutiny, and they have no idea where they're handing out this money. There is zero accountability. Because if there was, they would have caught the city of West Haven rather than having to have a whistleblower report it. That's the only reason you even know about West Haven right now.
And that's how the FBI found out, right?
Yes.
All right, Bob Stefanowski, we're out of time. Thank you, sir. Very interesting, scary story that everybody's got to pay a lot of attention
to. Right,
appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you.
Thank you,
week.
Sir.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
WTIC. Hello there. Monday, another week underway. George on the phone from Vernon. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, not too much. You talk about the governors. I understand that, yes, Lamont may be on the wrong side of the law, but yeah, also I have to understand that Roland was on the wrong side of the law. He got bribes from how many contractors to build this house and
What's the point, George?
The point is
he went to prison. He got caught.
I'm sorry?
He got caught, went to prison twice.
Yes. And that's a great thing. And you know what? He got caught, and that's how it goes.
And that's what?
That's how it goes. He got caught, so I don't say I can say about Lamont's wife. Yeah, granted. I think that's not right. Anyways, I will tell you a situation where I was on a DOT job at one time, and I told the contractor they could not work for the day because of the holiday, and they said to me, do you know the owner knows governor? I said, I don't care. And then I got the thing the other day saying that it's all set. The governor gave you the okay to work. So.
So what are we supposed to understand from what you're telling us?
What we're supposed to understand is that Republican or Democrat governors always have a say in anything they do. So it's not a Democrat governor or...
No, it isn't, George. The concern here is that rules are being broken, that's all. And that there is no sign of a desire on the part of Governor Lamont to want to do the right thing with regard to providing transparency so that people can see and to follow the guidelines issued by the, at their request, by the ethics people. So I don't understand we're bringing up all the different parties or people who 20 years ago got busted for wrongdoing. The point is wrongdoing is wrong. And it's wrongdoing whether you're taking the money for personal purposes, or if your people are funneling money to your campaign accounts in response to doing the wrong thing. We need people in power who respect that it's not their power, but they are agents working on behalf of the people and with a heightened responsibility to behave with honor and dignity and integrity. That's all. 860-522-9842.
Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Well, it's WTIC. Pretty hard-hitting conversation. You can join in, 860-522-9842. And don't forget the rants during the next hour, 860-751-4698. Jim calling from Winstead. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you? Sorry about my little delay there. I was cracking a cold one. Anyway,
at that very moment?
I was just trying to keep up with some of the other callers.
Nice.
I think some of the terms that you were looking for is the public trust. Back when I was a young man, that was taken as a very, very serious part of public service. But today it doesn't seem that anyone takes that very seriously at all in public service.
I don't know if anybody takes anything serious in public service except for finagling behind the scenes to manipulate power in order to assure one's reelection.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I think one of the other problems that we have in government is the appointment of people in an administration where these people aren't vetted by the public. So if they get into a position and they need someone in there that's going to maybe look the other way, they just appoint someone that believes the way they believe rather than an elected position, if you know what I'm trying to say.
But all across the board, it used to be. I mean, we used to be able to depend on that elected officials felt a responsibility to do what was best for the country and for the state or in the town, whatever it is. And it seems like all those values have disappeared, and we get now these fakes, these phonies, these pretend. There's not even a real government anymore. It's just people standing there pretending to be doing jobs, and then they walk back into their offices and figure out how to finagle things more for their own best interest.
And they're not held accountable, you know, unless it's something that's so public and so drastic, you know, that someone actually feels that they need to bring it to the public. But how many times have you heard things happen in government recently where we're all astonished that it's happened, and then we hear nothing more about it? It never goes punished. You know, the person might be released from office or what have you, and then there's no criminal follow-up to it.
Well, no, nothing follow-up. You know, if there were political pressure, And that would start with some good reporting, with some investigative reports, and be great to have a tabloid newspaper that was covering the Capitol and state government like the joke that it is, and embarrassing these people for their throwing parties and while they're working at the state Capitol, and for the malfeasance and the conspiring behind the scenes to trick legislators, which is done by their own leaders. There's just so much that needs to be explained, and it's not getting covered. Jim, nice call. It's good to hear from you. Thank you, and enjoy that beer before it gets cold. Joe in Simsbury, hi.
Hi there. I'm going to piggyback a little bit on the public trust aspects. We've had some pretty big things happen over the last 7 days as it relates to COVID and vaccines, especially vaccines for children. Last week, you had Senator Ron Johnson, who did the hearing with people who've been vaccine injured, brought in experts. You don't hear squat from the media about that. This weekend, you had a COVID doctors conference in Florida with some of the top doctors, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, et cetera, talking about treatments, talking about vaccine injury, talking about their opinions. You don't hear anything from the media, and it's not now. I'm going to throw in another one because I don't know, but I'm going to take a real good guess at it. Gavin Newsom, the governor of the largest state in the country, California,
is missing
for day 11 now, and the last we saw was he was going to get his Moderna booster shot, and we're told that, he's indisposed with family obligations. I'm sorry, but I think when it's day 11, the media has a responsibility, as do the people who work for Gavin Newsom, to tell us what's going on. Because I think there's a good potential that the guy got really sick and that they're covering it up. While at the same time, they're going to say, kids, go get your vaccines. Sesame Street is going to tell you to go get the vaccines. I think this is very serious, and I think this public trust thing needs to start with us not letting the media off the hook. We're too nice to the media. We've got this thing that, well, they're protected by the First Amendment. That was never the intention. The intention was they would at least look out for the people, but throw their opinion in there as much as they could. They're not looking out for the people. They're beyond disgusting, and people are suffering because of it, whether it be the COVID stuff that I talked about or just our right to know what's going on, whether it be SEMA 4, et cetera.
What would the First Amendment excuse be for not reporting? The First Amendment protects them for reporting.
Yeah, they're masters at lying by omission. And we're masters at tolerating them and just calling and complaining about them lying by omission rather than, you know, trying to challenge the courts in terms of someone, you know, should bring up laws where if there's something where the media does something that is so egregious. I'll use Russia as an example, the Russia collusion thing. We have to still let it play out with Durham, but based on who he's indicted and what he's saying in that, it was all a lie, and the media knew about it. So the media participated in having a duly elected president and his staff and the congressmen and the senators from both parties participate in a hoax. Like they have some First Amendment right that, oh, yeah, we can do that to the American people because that's protected. That was never the intention. It's on us to change that and, you know, not be sloppy about how we change it. But they took away, you know, whatever someone thinks about Donald Trump, there were other good people in Congress and the Senate who, on both parties, who probably wanted to do the right thing, but were pulled into this with the lies of the media, and that's got to cease for us to exist as a nation moving forward.
Joe, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 860-522-9842. And Joe's saying something that's very true, that cannot be overstated, and that is that really nothing works if the media and every inch of government doesn't understand fully that they're going to face the wrath of the people if they fail to do their jobs. So, for example, there are courts do not rule for what is right if they don't feel the pressure of the people coming down on them. Politicians don't do what is right if they don't feel the pressure of the people coming down on them. And now we have the media, which doesn't even bother writing much of anything, because there is no feeling that there is anything that takes care of the bottom line anymore. We're at a stunning moment for the utter neglect of the power and the money that is put into the hands of our government. And our government just uses the money to throw at people as a way of making people happy. But we're spinning out of control now financially. These trillions pouring out of Washington for the purpose. There is no purpose except to put a happy face on the system so that elections are easily won. If you heard my interview an hour ago with Michael Farron, an economist, talking about how this money, there's no way to absorb this money already. Forget about the other $3.5 trillion they wanted to be spending. This trillion for infrastructure, like, this is just silly money that becomes discretionary because there's no intended purpose for it. There's no real purpose for it except putting people to work in the short term to create a quick boost of energy to the economy, to cover up the mistakes, to cover up the malfeasance, to cover up the overspending, so everybody thinks life is good. Here's your weather forecast. Overnight down to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, 64 degrees as the beautiful warming spell comes in. It'll be a very mild, well, continues, I guess I should say. And tomorrow night down to 45. Wednesday, 62. Thursday cools off a bit down into the mid 50s, but a sunny day on Thursday. Right now, we've got a temperature of 60 degrees at WTIC. 860-522-9842. No, really, it is. We're just at a stunning moment in history. And the big part of it, back to Joe's point, the biggest, toughest part of it has to do with us. We have to be appalled by the governor refusing to follow ethics rules. We have to be appalled by the governor giving deals to companies that his wife is a part owner of and that her company is intimately involved with. We have to be appalled. We have to be smart enough to wake up and pay attention. We have to care enough. And it's tough. We've had, I don't know, decades now of government kind of going in its own direction. We've had 25 years of the media being shrunk down by the changes brought on by the internet era. And we've had this runaway leftism being pushed into the country by the left to basically dismantle belief in America as a worthy thing. This is a difficult combination. And ultimately, we are the guards, yes. We are the ones who have to stand up and speak out. We have to make demands. We have to make phone calls. We have to become activists in every stage of government and elections. And I don't know how to reach them. The people who remarkably are most easily fooled and go along with the biggest scams, and that is the educated elite, who see an opportunity to do bad and they pursue it. I don't know what happened to these people. I don't know how they became so in love with anti-liberalism. But the American system of government was designed as a liberal system of government. That is, it was a celebration of liberty. It was a celebration of individual rights. It opened up a whole new frontier of thinking about government as a vehicle for honoring people's needs, not the needs of the rulers. But we're back there. We're back there with the rulers using it like it's all for their own personal desires and needs. It's again, it comes down to us. We've got to get savvy and motivated and organized and prepared to act. 860-522-9842. And we're going to do the rants next hour. It's coming up in just a few minutes. We've got some good ones, too. Any more singers? I think there's a singer or two. Rant line number 860-751-4698. So we get to get together and do the rants, which are phoned in 24/7. You can do it whenever you like. And then we take phone calls during the rant hour as well. So if you have a thought you want to pop in with during the 5 o'clock hour, you're welcome to do that as well. It's not complicated. It's all meant to get your opinion on the air. So take advantage of the opportunity anytime on the rant line, 751-4698 and live 860-522-9842.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.